Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name is Peter, and I am here in my little, I'm going to call it my recording studio, where I record these podcasts every day, and I am accompanied by my occasional collaborator, my cat, Jet. She is here on my lap. She has been really active and chatty all day, so don't be surprised if she has a thing or two, yeah, like that. A thing or two to say during the course of the podcast. She loves being around when I do them because I'm in one spot for an extended period of time, usually sitting down. But she also doesn't love that I do them because I'm not paying all of my attention to her. And that, of course, is my purpose in life, is to pay all of my attention to her, give her treats whenever she needs them, feed her, clean her box, pet her, and then when she's done, to be totally okay when she runs out of the room because she forgot an appointment somewhere else. So that's what I'm doing today. It's a lovely Tuesday. There are some fun things to chat about in the podcast, including a major thing that I forgot. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of my favorite writer of all time, Douglas Adams. He, of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fame, was born on March 10th, back in 1952, in Cambridge. And so if you're familiar with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's that guy. But he also wrote a couple of other great books, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency and its sequel, The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul. And, in my opinion, his best book, which is a nonfiction work, called Last Chance to See, which is a chronicle of his adventures when he got to travel around the world with a conservationist named Mark Carwardine as they produced a radio series for the BBC about very, very endangered species. If you're looking for a really good book to read, I strongly recommend Last Chance to See. It's also, of course, available as an audiobook. If you're lucky, you can find the version of the audiobook where Douglas himself reads the work. And he had a very fine, very rich baritone voice. He's a great reader. Anyway, so happy belated birthday to my favorite author, Douglas Adams, yesterday. But that's not the point of the podcast for today. The point of the podcast for today, well, is to be present for today and to listen to a couple of good news stories about things that are happening in the world that might have slipped by you, and to hear some great music. We've definitely got some of that for you today. And, you know, the usual, hopefully relaxing and pleasant 15 to 20 minutes in your day. So, as it is Tuesday, how are you doing today? As we are heading into this week, and we are now well into the week, right? It's Tuesday. Tomorrow is the midway point already. So this is a chance to pause and check in with yourself. Well, wherever you are and whatever it is that you might be doing in your day right now, let's all just pause for a moment together and take a slow, deep breath in. Then let it back out again really slowly. Excellent. I immediately feel better, and I hope that you do as well. So let's get into today's podcast with our first good news story, which is a very cool bit of good news coming to us from Scotland, one of my favorite, one of my favorite countries to visit in the whole world. Well, Scotland has a new land transfer initiative where they are turning over vacant land to communities, things like defunct gas stations or abandoned office blocks. So this is called the Ownerless Property Transfer Scheme. And under this plan, assets that have fallen into the hands of the state will be handed back over to the communities as long as those communities have a business plan for reviving them that benefits the public. That's a pretty great idea as far as I'm concerned. This is an initiative that was launched a couple of weeks ago and is being run by the King's and Lord Treasurer's Remembrancer. And they said that the initiative recognizes, quote, the long-term negative impact that ownerless land and buildings can have on our communities and would provide opportunities for communities throughout Scotland. That takes us next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Sometimes that's through hearing beautiful poetry, other times by sharing powerful passages from great world literature, and still other times just by hearing uplifting or inspirational quotes from remarkable people. Well, all this week we are hearing great quotes from Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a brilliant Buddhist monk and had a lot of important things for us to say and think about. Here is a great little quote from a work he wrote called Stepping into Freedom, An Introduction to Buddhist Monastic Training. Feelings come and go like clouds in a windy sky. Conscious breathing is my anchor. That's a beautiful quote. And here's the thing. Let me level with y'all. For most of my life, was pretty, I don't want to say skeptical, but that's the closest word I can find, pretty skeptical-ish, of kind of Eastern Buddhist thought and yoga and things like that, because it kept being presented to me as just a very nebulous, gossamer, mystical thing, you know, and it all seemed a little bit hokey. And again, not because it was, but because of the way it was being presented. And so I didn't pay much attention to it. But when, for whatever reason, my curiosity got the better of me and I actually started looking into Eastern thought and philosophies and things like yoga, I realized just how brilliant they actually are and just how much they have to offer us here in the West, especially in the modern world. One of the things that is so important in Buddhism, especially Zen Buddhism and yoga, is this idea of conscious breathing. And that always struck me as an odd thing to care about. We breathe naturally, automatically. It's one of those systems that we don't have to pay attention to in order for it to happen. But it is precisely that, the idea that you don't have to focus on your breathing, but when you do, it causes you to slow down and think about everything with a little bit more intention and focus. So it's one of the reasons why we always take a deep breath together at the beginning of the podcast, because I've become such a big fan of moments of focus like that. So all of that to say, it's a brilliant quote, and I do hope that you keep it in mind as much as possible throughout this day. Let's just hear it one more time then. Feelings come and go like clouds in a windy sky. Conscious breathing is my anchor. Thich Nhat Hanh. That takes us next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, all this week, and indeed through next week, we are hearing great facts and trivia about the history of Women's History Month, because March is Women's History Month here in the U.S. So here's a great bit of trivia about women's history and the rights of women here in the United States. The Wyoming Territory, wasn't even a state yet, was the first place in the entire United States to grant women the right to vote. The Wyoming Territorial Legislature gave every woman the right to vote in 1869. Good to know. That takes us to our second good news story for today's podcast, and boy, do I love this good news story. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know how much I love botanical gardens. When my beautiful wife, Lauren, and I are lucky enough to travel anywhere to teach swing dancing, we usually do our best to find the local botanical gardens and local public parks and just take advantage of the natural beauty of those places. Well, as it turns out, academics at a place called the Global Center for Clean Air Research believe that building more botanical gardens could be a solution to keep our cities cool. They have conducted a comprehensive review of the heat mitigating effects of green spaces, and the researchers have discovered that botanical gardens cool the air locally by 5 degrees Celsius during heat waves. Parks and wetlands, they discovered, have a similar effect. So they hope that their findings will inform policymakers as the world continues to warm. Professor Prashant Kumar, who led the research, said, quote, "We have known for some time that green spaces and water can cool cities down. However, this study provides the most comprehensive picture yet. What's more, we can explain why. From trees providing shade to evaporating water cooling the air." That takes us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all week long, we are turning to one of the great YouTube channels called Great Big Story, and they produce these fabulous little couple of minutes long mini documentaries on any one particular subject that they find fascinating. Now, if you've listened again to the podcast for a while, you'll know that A, I love the Great Big Story YouTube channel, and B, I also love that they have like a subdivision called Great Big Bites, where they specifically talk about food. So what I'm doing today, it's not unusual, is I'm combining this segment, Wonderful World, with the rotating segment on Tuesdays, which is Bon Appetit, where I talk about food that I love. And I'm going to take advantage of Great Big Story's propensity for really fascinating stories about incredible food around the world. And what I'm sharing with you today is a very short video. It's only 3 minutes long, so do check it out. But it is about the least expensive Michelin-starred meal you can get anywhere in the world. Now, Michelin stars, you probably are familiar with them. They are a ratings system that originated in France. And it's a star rating that is given to places that produce food at a consistently high quality. And what's fascinating about this Great Big Story today is that that starring system is not just reserved for very high-end sort of haute cuisine. This is a hawker stall in Singapore that serves soy-braised chicken and rice with noodles. And if that sounds like that's probably a pretty inexpensive meal, you'd be right. It is $1.50 US. That is unbelievable. And it's a good-sized portion for $1.50. Plus, it's Michelin-starred. Like, it's really genuinely interesting to see this guy's story, the guy that runs the hawker stall, and about how even after he received his Michelin star, he decided not to raise his price and why he decided not to raise his price. It's a great big story, and it's only a couple minutes long. So do click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and spend a few minutes exploring the least expensive Michelin-starred meal anywhere in the world. So we come to Sounds Good, the final segment of the podcast every day, where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. Well, oftentimes in this segment, we celebrate the birthday of a musician, someone typically in either the jazz or classical music world, and that's just kind of pretty much because of my own musical preferences. I really love jazz music. I really love classical music. I love most music, and depending on my mood, I listen to all kinds of stuff. I think most of you are probably the same. We've got our preferences, though. And for me, when I don't know what else to listen to, or if I don't have a yen to listen to one particular specific style of music, I can always count on jazz or classical to just kind of be a good catch-all. You know what I mean? It's so that's, I think, why so often I'm sharing that music with you. And I think, you know, a lot of people just don't get exposed to it as much as other kinds of music. So I enjoy that aspect as well. But like I said, I do like all kinds of music. And one form of music that I find absolutely beautiful, and it doesn't hurt that there is a form of dancing that goes with it, is tango music. And as it happens, today is the anniversary of the birth of one of the great musicians in the tango music world, Astor Piazzolla, or Piazzolla. Piazzolla was born on March 11th back in 1921 in the city of Mar del Plata in Argentina. His family had Italian heritage, but they had immigrated to Argentina at the end of the 19th century. Piazzolla and his family wound up emigrating to the United States when he was quite young, and they actually moved to Greenwich Village initially, if you can believe it, in 1925. He wound up really falling in love with all kinds of the music that was around him at that time, jazz and classical music, and he started playing an instrument called the bandoneon in 1929. He was only 8 years old, but he started playing this instrument most of us would look at and say, oh, he's playing an accordion. It's not an accordion, but it is similar in its mechanics. It has keys, and you squeeze an accordion style, as we would call it, section in the middle to provide sound. He became an absolute master of the instrument, toured the world with loads of different musicians, different orchestras, and different combos. And eventually, through his love for jazz music, almost single-handedly created a genre called Nuevo Tango, or New Tango. It basically draws from the roots of tango music, but did not stick rigidly to sort of the classic lineup of instruments, with necessarily having to have a violin or an acoustic bass as the main driving instruments. He, of course, was out in front when he was leading his bands on his bandoneon, mispronounced that. But he was happy to have electric guitars and electric pianos and non-acoustic instruments, and he really enjoyed drawing inspiration from jazz music with some of the chord and harmony choices inspired from that genre. He's a genius. Long story short, he's an absolute genius. And we had him all the way up until 1992 when he passed away in his beloved Buenos Aires at the age of 71. What I'm sharing with you today is without a doubt his most famous composition called Liber Tango. And this is a performance that he gave in 1977, very much at the height of his powers. And it is a brilliant performance of the song. Again, like some of the other segments today, it's only 3 minutes long, but it's a classic piece of music you will probably recognize because it's been used all over the place, movies and commercials and TV shows. And it is delightful to see the composer, the artiste himself, performing this work. So happy birthday to the late, great Astor Piazzolla. Click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can spend a few minutes watching the master play Liber Tango. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.